Mexico's foreign secretary is in Washington today, trying to avoid a standoff with the United States. The Mexican president sent his representative after President Trump threatened yesterday to impose a 5% tariff on all goods from Mexico until, quote, illegal migrants coming through Mexico and into our country stop. Those tariffs could rise to 25%, and now there are concerns about what they would mean for the new trade agreement that's supposed to replace NAFTA. The USMCA is now before Congress for ratification. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Peter.
So Mexico's foreign secretary is already on the ground in Washington today. Is that a sign of how serious this is?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, this caught presumably everyone in Mexico a little bit off guard. It's caught the financial markets off guard. And as you mentioned, this trade deal is going before not only the U.S. Congress, but it's time for the Mexican Congress to ratify it. Based on the timeline of that, it's a very urgent negotiation that needs to be done in order to meet sort of the timeline goals that were set out for the ratification of the new trade deal.
I mentioned this tariff would include all goods from Mexico. Needless to say, that is a country that is very important to the U.S. economy. We import avocados, grapes, produce, not to mention car parts, Mike. One Deutsche Bank analyst predicts that these tariffs could add $1,300 to the price of a car.
Yeah, right. The value of cars, trucks, buses, and other vehicles imported from Mexico is something like $70 billion. And what really complicates matters is how closely connected the supply chain is in the U.S. and Mexico. You know, the metals might be produced in one country. They're shipped to the other country where parts are made, and then those parts are shipped back for more work. And oftentimes, a part can cross the border several times before the finished product is produced. So it's very complicated from a supply chain point of view, and it's not clear exactly if that thing would be hit with a tariff every time it crosses the border. So it's a lot of confusion for people trying to figure out what exactly the impact of this will be.
The Mexican president, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, wrote a letter to President Trump yesterday. He said that social issues are not solved by tariffs and that Mexico wants a truce, but the homeland has to be first. What does it look like Mexico is willing to do here? Are they considering retaliating with tariffs of their own? Do they want to get into a trade war?
Well, so far, the Mexican president, as you say, he's been remarkably mild-mannered and sort of calm about this. And the question is how long that will last. Everyone's wondering if he will come under a lot of pressure to sort of fight back more aggressively and retaliate. And, you know, obviously the question of retaliation is an open one. Obviously tariffs on U.S. imports into Mexico would be the most likely one to imagine first.
Look, throughout all these conversations about tariffs, including with China, a lot of supporters of the president have said, great idea, China takes advantage of us. Great idea, Mexico takes advantage of us. What do you think? Could these tariffs actually have a chance of working and actually force Mexico to crack down on immigration?
It certainly will light a fire for them to come up with some way to show that they are trying to fight this problem. The thing is, though, the goals are sort of fuzzy at the moment. The White House says it has the sole discretion over whether Mexico is complying with these demands. So we're not quite sure what that means. Stopping 100% the flow of illegal immigrants coming over the border is a pretty lofty goal, and it's not clear Mexico really has the resources to do that. So how and if they comply with President Trump's demands, it's very fuzzy what that would look like and what would satisfy him at the moment. So that is another thing that's adding a lot of uncertainty to this story.
If this continues to escalate and you have a trade war with China and now a potential trade war with Mexico, what does it mean, big picture, for the U.S. economy?
Well, obviously it's not good. It should weigh on growth, GDP growth. Worst case scenario, it might start weighing on employment. You know, a lot of companies are just going to not know what to do as far as their supply chains, and they might end up laying people off and at the same time raising prices. So sort of a stagflation environment would be the worst case scenario.
The other possibility is this is just a bluff from the president. Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.